Instant messaging, or IM, has been all over the news lately. Former Congressman Mark Foley used instant messaging to chat with congressional pages. It may seem like a fleeting way to communicate, as if it just disappears when the conversation is over. But as recent events have shown, instant messaging, like any message on a computer, including emails, are stored and can be retrieved later. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The message alert sounds of IM systems are becoming increasingly familiar, from Yahoo Audibles.
Hello.
To AOL's distinct pings. To the varying sounds of MSN's messaging and Google's talk system.
The number of instant messages is actually expected to surpass the number of emails over the next year.
Francis D'Souza says that's a worldwide figure. D'Souza is vice president at the technology security company Symantec. According to D'Souza, the number of IMs sent per day is close to reaching 10 billion. But when you close out that IM window, that doesn't mean your words have disappeared.
And in a lot of cases, actually, copies are being kept. They're being kept by the sender or the recipient. They can be kept by sort of corporate IT departments, and in some cases, copies are kept for some time by the instant messaging network providers themselves.
The policies of the major IM services differ somewhat. However, Yahoo, Microsoft, Google, and America Online did not wish to talk to NPR on tape, presumably because of the unfolding scandal surrounding former Congressman Foley. Foley was using AOL's IM to exchange messages with congressional pages. AOL says they don't keep copies of IM chat, but users can. The same is true of Yahoo and MSN. Google automatically keeps logs, says Peter Eckersley, staff technician at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
It actually lets you see your logs on the Google server, and you can select options that let you stop logging or let you delete logging.
Google makes it clear to its customers that it is keeping records of conversations, but the company does allow users to choose to have a completely private chat. As instant messaging has caught on, it is increasingly being used by businesses for internal conversations. AOL now has a special IM for offices that does monitor and record conversations. There are also companies like Message Labs, which only design IM systems for business use. Brian Zarni, the vice president of management there, says many companies want to make sure they know what their employees are saying in case something inappropriate does leak out.
They don't want these things showing up elsewhere and coming back to haunt them. It's very important that a business knows that this exists so that way they're able to combat it effectively if it does start to show up.
However, there is a reality about both email and IM. Since it's not handwriting, it can easily be changed and manipulated after the fact. So a printout of a log that looks as if it's a communication between, say, me and my boss could have been altered, says Edward Felton, a professor of computer science at Princeton University.
The logs that an IM program would keep would normally be regular text files, which anyone could go and edit and put in or take out whatever they wanted afterward.
The truth is that very few things that take place online are entirely private, says Felton, and instant messaging is no exception. Laura Seidel, NPR News.